Hi, this is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Everybody.
It sure is, boys and girls. Yes, Merry Christmas, one and all. Merry Christmas from us here at Tell the Band to Go Home. Your seasonal holiday favorites here on the radio. Just Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a singer-songwriter show. Every once in a while, we play some Christmas music just for kicks. And I don't know, that might be it for today. We'll save it all for next week. I think next week's going to be our Christmas music spectacular, so you have some warning about that, but you know, we've got some good stuff for you. So thought I'd kick it off there with Matthew Ryan and the Christmas Toddies there with their seasonal hit It's Christmas Time. You are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. As I said, my name's Jeff. I'm your host here. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, so we're coming to you live from the Sunset Saloon basement, hanging out, having some fun playing you some music. And so don't call me today. Not going to answer. Busy. You can always send me an email, though. I love those. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live, hanging out in my jammies. Also Jeff Robson. And we got some stuff to talk about today. We're going to bounce all over the place, I think. Not a lot of shows going on, but, you know, there's some artists, they got some Christmas shopping to do, too. So there's a few little gigs coming up that we'll tell you about and encourage you to go out and give them some spending money for the holidays. You know, the artists, they work hard, and they deserve your love. So we'll encourage you to do that. But we'll play some new music first. And a couple of things that we're going to get to today. I've been going through the, you know, I think I mentioned this last week. I started making my top 10 of the year list. And this year I decided I'm not screwing around. I'm not listening to every album that came out over the year. I'm just going to pick some and tell you, you should listen to these. They might not be the best ones, but these are the ones that you should listen to. And then I started typing it up. And then I fell into the same old trap I always do. Well, maybe I should listen to that one first. Well, maybe I should listen to this again. Well, maybe that one's... Oh, God. So now I have a list of 1,000 albums that came out this year. I'm never going to listen to it all. And it's just going to be a big mess. But I'm slowly uncovering things that I might have missed throughout the year. And... it's just making things more complicated. So we're going to play some things today that that came out earlier in the year that either we didn't spend any time on or just not plain not enough. But first, you know how this is a Sunday singer-songwriter folk show? You know that? Well, every once in a while, especially when the Christmas season hits, it's time for some punk rock. That's right. Here, punk rock is folk music too. And we're going to play some punk rock because I uncovered the greatest punk rock album in the world that came out this year by an Irish band. No surprise. We love the Irish. The Irish, beautiful, wonderful people for sure. The Irish have this amazing punk band that I just think are absolutely amazing. This one's like the least punky of the songs on the album, I think. So it won't scare the children too much at Christmas time, but if you're looking to make any punk rock music fans happy on Christmas, you buy them a copy of this record. But make sure you save me one. Stu's going to get me a copy of the record first, and then you can have a copy after. The album's called Doggerel. These Irish punk snot-nosed kids are called the Fontaines DC, and they're freaking amazing. Check this out. Tell the band to go.
For the beggar, I'm poison for the clown. Lots on the corner, there ain't nothing here to see. Lots on the corner, there ain't nothing here for me. Sorry in the morning for a bastard or a bee. Death is falling down on your work routine, and it's falling even harder on your churches and your queens. Don't be falling hard on the tenement scene. Death is falling down on your work routine, and it's falling even harder on your churches and your queens. Don't be falling hard on the tenement scene.
Down in West. 2004 and I'm sitting in the belly of a tank in central Afghanistan. High times in the land of crude oil and shrapnel. But if there was one thing that kept me sane while I was stretching through that godforsaken sand, it was the thought of Lisa in that neon green Trans Am. Down in Westgate, she claims it's mine. Down in Westgate, ain't got my eyes. Down in Westgate, we wake up early.
See my Lord one of these days. I'm gonna meet him up in heaven some old day. He's gonna free my soul, take away my sins, take away my sorrow, bring me to my friends. I done passed and gone. Yeah, we're gonna rejoice. We finally made it up to heaven. You know I heard his voice. I are singing from on high. Yeah, when I die, I'm gonna see my Jesus. When I die, I'm gonna see my Lord. Yeah, one of these days, I'm gonna make it up to heaven. Some old day, they're gonna free my soul.
Take me down from the cross, dress me in Hugo Boss. Give me love and a cigarette. There are dreams to fulfill, so many holes to drill. Gentlemen, step up and place your bets. When you told me I was the savior, well, I was a different man. It's dog eat dog, the lepers have claws, and a man's got to do what he can to survive and stay alive. It's an eye for an eye, till the whole damn world goes blind. Everybody's naked and shameless, 'cause you know the only ones deserving of God's love are the beautiful, the rich, and the famous. Well, I took you to the promised land, but promises are made to be broken. You were crying out for freedom. Well, it's in the air that you're choking, choking now, as I sing my song. We are killers, we are victims, we are soldiers at the crucifixion, turning facts into fiction. We are pilgrims on this expedition, and we're lost. We are lost. Deals get made, we all get paid. I'll be honest, there's no heart in it. Keeping your head high, swallowing your pride. Tell you, darling, that's the art of it. When you told me I was a savior, well, I was a different man. It's dog eat dog, the lepers have claws, and a man's got to do what he can to survive, to stay alive. We are killers, we are victims, we are soldiers at the crucifixion, turning fact into fiction. We are pilgrims.
pilgrims on this expedition. We are liars, we are lovers, we all drink the blood of others. We turn facts into fiction. We are pilgrims on this expedition, and we're lost, and we're lost. We are lost.
Hey, this is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
I don't want to work in your fast food restaurant. I don't want to drive your used and broken cars. It's true that life's a stage. It only pays minimum wage. I'm still fumbling through my speaking parts. Now my landlord, she keeps calling me, saying that she has to raise the rent. But most days I'm already, well, working for money that I've already spent. It's okay to be anxious, it's okay to be scared. This is our first, last, and only time on Earth, and we're all incredibly unprepared. Now jump to the scene. A little girl swinging at a piñata in a tree. She's swinging for the gates the best she can in her roller skates, with bruises on her knees. She was blowing out the candles on that birthday cake. We sang that song and she started to cry. We all grow up so fast, yeah, so no one had to ask, no. Everyone knew why. 'Cause this innocence, it will leave you when you least expect it to. And these death defying feats, they require incredible emotional fortitude. So it's okay to be anxious, it's okay to be scared.
The night. Thank you. is closed cause of storm. This could be all forever. Miles and miles of
brand new Boney Vare. No, that's not Boney Vare. That's Mikey Dell. Mikey Dell. Remember Mikey Dell out from out there in BC? I think he lives in like Seattle or something now. Mikey Dell sounding a little bit like Boney Vare, though, if you ask me, on that new single, Our Forever. But I like it. I like that guy. He's good. Yep. Before Mike, we heard the Vagabonds in there. I think they're from Nashville. I ran into those guys almost out of desperation, I guess. I was in Savannah, Georgia a couple of years ago, hanging out looking for some live music, and these guys sounded like they might be all right, and they were great live, I thought. I had a lot of fun at their show, actually. And I've been kind of keeping an eye on them ever since. They dropped a cover of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down this year. I'm not sure that that's a good idea. I'm not sure covering that song is necessary or worthwhile. But I like those guys, so we'll give it a spin. Why not? Before that, Micah Schnabel. I think we played you some Michael Schnabel last week or the week before. His new record, The Teenage Years of the 21st Century, has got some amazing writing on it, including that song right there, Death Defying Feats. Like that a lot. We heard something in there from Mike June. You remember Mike June from such house concerts as Mike June and John D. Graham and Mike June and Jess Klein? Well, you heard Jess Klein singing along on that track, actually. Brand new little single, lo-fi home recording called Pilgrims. Good stuff. Heard something in there from Scott H. Byram. I think he played some festival around here this summer. I wasn't there. He's got a new gospel collection. It's called Sold Out to the Devil, a collection of gospel cuts by the Reverend Scott H. Byram. I'm not sure he's been anointed, but, you know, we heard When I Die. It's a good record. Before that, oh my God, a track that just blows my mind. Guy's name is Rod Melancon. Tanya hepped us to Rod Melancon a few years ago. He's got a record that came out this year called Pinkville. I never really listened to much of it, but holy cow, that song, Westgate, that's like the greatest thing ever. If Stu Reed didn't blow his mind listening to that track, then there's something wrong, because that's friggin' amazing. That should have been the Twang Trust song look of the year or something. So good. And off the top of that set, some punk rock from Ireland, the Fontaines DC, with a song called The Lots from their album Doggerel. That album is just, it's so good. It's so good. Yes, yes, yes. You know what? I went to see Red Moon Road last weekend at Wits End, and had a hell of a time. Red Moon Road and the Brother Brothers. Oh my God, that was so cool to see them both in one Joker's living room. Thanks to Ian and Trudy for having us out there. And they did this song, and I thought, man, I've heard this song before. Where have I heard this song before? And it turns out I haven't heard this song. I just heard a song that sounds a lot like it. So we'll let you be the judge. I'm not saying anybody ripped anybody off. It's not, you know, it's not the most original melody in the world, I suppose, but come on, seriously, check this out. This is Red Moon Road from their self-titled record from a bunch of years ago, and then see if it reminds you of anything. We'll play another song after that, and well, you be the judge. Here's Red Moon Road.
I got a woman, she treats me mean. Out in public where we get seen. And everybody's saying I should leave her alone. They don't see it when she takes me home. I got a woman as cold as ice. She won't call me back and she don't talk nice. But she's the prettiest thing I ever did see. She only loves me privately.
She only loves me privately, and the rest of the time it's plain to see that girl ain't no good for me. 'Cause she only loves me privately. I got a woman who likes to come over to my place, so I give her some. And when she leaves, I wonder when or even if I'm gonna see her again. I got a woman, she can't stand still. Blows like the wind wherever she will. When she leaves, she don't look back. My lonely nights are cold and black. She only loves me privately, and the rest of the time it's plain to see that girl ain't no good for me. She only loves me privately. A part-time lover, not the only one. I'm a feather in a cap and she's a bullet in the gun. Shoots me down, watches me fall. I spring up running at a beck and call. I got a woman I can't call mine. She only loves me part the time. And it drives me mad that nobody sees the love she gives me privately. She only loves me privately, and the rest of the time it's plain to see that girl's just no good for me. She only loves me privately. She only loves me privately. Yeah, she only loves me privately.
All my life I laid around while the colors all turned blue. I got a woman, she's wild as Rome. Ah, she likes to lay naked and be gazed upon. Well, she crosses a bridge and sets it on fire. Lands like a bird on a telephone.
Hey everybody, this is Hayes Carl, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Josco, can I have another shot of beer? I kind of feel like the drinking until it all feels like a drink. But it's not that I'm down, or my heart is full of holes. I just want me another. Johnny Scholes. Well, it's Friday night, I got no gig, so I won't be perpetrating. But that's not gonna stop me from going out and celebrating. The 14 Ellis bus, it takes me right to the Times Change. The music from the bandstand says it's time to get deep. Josco, can I have another shot of beer? I kind of feel like drinking until it all feels like a dream. But it's not that I'm down, my heart is full of holes. I just want me another shot of beer. Johnny Scholes.
Let's grab a couple shots, man.
Tonight I'm in the mood just to let the good times roll. So grab that frosty bottle from behind you, Johnny Scholes. Josco, can I have another shot of beer? I kind of feel like the drinking until it all feels like a dream. But it's not that I'm down, but my heart is full of holes. I just want me another shot of beer, Johnny Scholes. I just want me another shot of beer, Johnny Scholes. I just want me another shot of beer, Johnny Scholes.
Eight Barnum Street, Main Street, Kern Hill Furniture Co-op. You come on down. our prices. Well, once upon a time I had to buy a new mattress. The man on the radio said I should come on down. Said there weren't nobody gonna beat his prices. So I went down to Main Street and Nick Hill showed me around. Well, they said we've got the finest selection in the city. Our furniture connections are the best that's to be found. Well, they said that my new bed could be delivered in the morning. I'd have a year to pay and I wouldn't have to lay no money down. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Needed to get a new TV. I went down to Main Street and I laid no money down. I got my brand new set so that I could watch the Jets. And guess who was on the TV when the commercials come around? Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Well, to get a word in edgewise was a major difficulty. When Nick was on the TV with his number one son, he'd stand on his head just to do business with you. Well, that old cowpoke sure was a community son. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Then one sad and fateful day, old Nick Hill, he passed away. The big guy in the sky said that Nick should come on now. They moved that store from Maine, things ain't been the same. We won't see another guy like Nick Hill in this town. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Well, Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son.
Oh, man. A song that nobody from Winnipeg would understand.
43 Main Street, folks. Come on now.
Song about iconic furniture pitch man Nick Hill. Always telling us to come on down to 843 Main Street. Kern Hill Furniture Co-op. Immortalized in song there by Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Recorded live at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. We heard a song kind of about that club and about the proprietor, janitor, president, all-around good man, Josco there, who's actually in The Perpetrators these days. And you can catch The Poor Choices and The Perpetrators and Leaf Rapids, oh my God, down on Times Change Night live in Polar Town. There's this new thing at the zoo. They found a way to get people to come to the zoo in the dead of winter by having great bands play. And it sounds like a neat thing. Jen and Tim went and scoped it out this week and said it was pretty cool, but they said it was freaking cold, so dress up warm. But Thursday night at the Polar Town there in at the zoo, 5:30 to 8:10, oh my God, it's the Perps, then Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, then Leaf Rapids, all down there in Polar Town. And then after that, you head on down to the actual Times Changed for Blood on the Tracks, performed by Sean Burns, Chris Carmichael, Joanna Miller, David Landreth, Alex Campbell, and special guests. Oh my God, what a night. What a night. Times Change Night Thursday here in Winnipeg, the zoo, and then the High Lonesome Club. Before that, we heard Times Change favorite, Hayes Carl, Drunken Poet's Dream from Trouble in Mind, co-written by Ray Wiley Hubbard there. And a song before that that sounds remarkably similar. It even starts with the same line. That's funny. Private Love there from Red Moon Road. Red Moon Road will be in Polar Town, actually, on New Year's Eve. They're doing a thing. It's early. It's like 5:30 or something. They're not staying up till midnight, so you can check that out. And, actually, Polar Town this Saturday, Sheena from Red Moon Road, along with Saul James, is doing Solstice Night. It's going to be good. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and come back with more pre-recorded goodness. Please stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.